Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Sukkah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos of Shleim Zalman V'zugas Amar Siyat V'chayetz Chalotzeim. They should be given for that Sachat Tzlachan Siyat Nishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'shafan, Cult of Sela, and B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zeicher to find Reziva Kagon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah says Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. How is it the Mitzvah of Lulav was performed on the first day of Yontif when it fell out on Shabbos? So Yontif Arishon Shachag Shchalias B'Shabbos, when the first day of Yontif fell out on Shabbos, Ma'alichnas Lulavim L'Harabayis, everyone would bring their Lulavim to Harabayis before Shabbos, v'chazan mekablin mehen, the chazanim which were like the gabayim, they would take everyone's lulavim from them, v'soydun oisan al gav ha'itzaba, they would arrange them on the itzaba, which were benches situated throughout Harabayis, that had a roof over them, and this would protect them from getting dried out by the sun, and v'azkenim, elderly people, menechen eshalahem b'lishka, they would place their lulavim in a lishka, a special room in the Beis HaMikdash compound. No malamdin oisan leimar, these gabayim would teach everyone to say, kol mi shemagei lulavi biyadai, anyone who my lulav gets to their hand, harei hu lai matan, he can have it as a gift. As we said, a person is not yotzei the mitzvah of lulav on the first day of Yontif with a borrowed lulav. So therefore, everyone had to say, if someone ends up with my lulav, I give it to him as a gift, so it's considered his. Now, lamachar, the next day, on Shabbos, mashkimin ubayin, everyone would get up early and come to the Beis HaMikdash, machazanin zarkin oisim lefnehem, these gabayim would throw everyone's lulavim in front of them, v'hein mechatfin umakin ishas chaveroi, everyone would grab the lulavim, and they would end up striking each other. And the reason why they would grab them is because everyone wanted to get their lulav. They didn't have to try to get their lulav, because as we said, any lulav that they have is okay to shake because it's considered a gift by whomever owns it. But everyone still wanted to be yaitzeh with their lulav, so they'd end up striking each other to get their own lulavim. However, when Bezin saw that it came to be a danger, they're matakin that everyone should just take their lulav at home or at shul and not bring their lulav to the Beis HaMikdash. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, Mitzvah Arava Ketzad. What was this Mitzvah of Arava? There's a place below Yerushalayim called Maitza. Yardin l'sham, they would go down there, umalakin misham murbius shal arava, they would take from there tall branches of aravais. And this place Maitza actually still exists today, and people still get aravais from there. Now what would they do with these tall branches of aravais? Ubayin v'zakinu oisam mitzidei ha-mizbeach, and they would come and stand them straight up against the side of the mizbeach, v'rashein kfufin al-gabi ha-mizbeach, and the tops of these branches were bent over the top of the mizbeach, and the Gemara explains that these branches were 11 amis tall in order for this to be. Now when they were doing this, taku ve'riyu v'taku, they would blow a tkiya, a trua, and a tkiya. And b'chol yoyim makivin esam mizbeach pamachas. Every single day, they would walk around the mizbeach, and there's machlokes what they would walk around the mizbeach with. Would they walk around the mizbeach with these tall arava branches and then put them against the side of the mizbeach, or would they first put these branches against the side of the mizbeach and then walk around the mizbeach with their lulavim? Now, va'aymrim, when they were walking around, they would say, Ana Hashem Hashiyana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. However, Rabbi Huda says, they would say, Ani v'hoi Hashiyana. And Ani v'hoi, number one, is Gematria Ana Hashem, and also it happens to be two names of Hashem's 72-letter name. Now, va'aysa yoyim, on that day, meaning on Hashanah Rabbah, makivin esam mizbeach sheva pa'amim, they would walk around the mizbeach seven times. And b'shas b'tirason, when they would walk away from the mizbeach, mahin oimrim, what would they say? Yoifi lach mizbeach, yoifi lach mizbeach, there's yoifi to you mizbeach, there's yoifi to you mizbeach. In other words, they were saying, we're doing this yoifi for you mizbeach, because you're mechaper for all of our sins, due to all the karbanas that we bring on the mizbeach. However, Rabbi Ezra says, they say something different. Lekav lach mizbeach, lekav lach mizbeach. And the Gemara explains, it's actually two separate things. Lekav, to you Hashem, anachnu moidim, and velach mizbeach, anu mishabchim. To you mizbeach, we praise. So we're not grouping Hashem together with the mizbeach, it's two separate statements. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continuing to describe this mitzvah of Arava. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.